朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我就把风雨生信心今天的下改成中好了。
This will be our second message of faith out of storms.
我昨天一则以忧，一则以喜。本来到了机场还车的时候，他们告诉我说机场关掉了。
Yesterday, when I was returning my rental car at the airport, they said the airport was closed.
他们说他们整天都没有飞机起飞，他们看得清清楚楚的啊。
And there was no flight at all yesterday.
后来我们还是凭信心还了车到机场去。
But we still returned the rental car by faith and went to the airport.
我担心是怕赶不回来。
I worried that I couldn't make it back on time.
那一则以喜是可以让轻松，今天可以讲长一点。
But then, while I was happy is that then Brother Steve can talk longer.
没有想到我们的飞机是Orlando 机场第一架离开的飞机。
But then our plane actually took off. It was the first one to leave Orlando.
所以我想主还是叫我回来交通我该交通的。
So, I get to make it back to share with you this message.
刚才听轻松交通的时候，我自己心里面其实是一直都很敬拜神。
When I was listening to Brother Steve, my heart worshipped the Lord.
那我想所有参与这件事情，在这件事情上祷告或是有服事的弟兄姊妹，我们都知道神在其中。
Anyone who participated in this matter knows that the Lord is with us all this time.
因为整个过程里面如果没有神的话，我们任何 一个阶段没有神的祝福早就已经断线了。
Without the Lord's blessing, this matter could be interrupted and terminated any time.
那套用轻松的话，长话短说。
To make the story short.
就是我们这个礼拜发生了两件重要的事情。
And during this week, two important events happened.
那八月十号，我们的聚会所已经签了 contract 卖给一个组内的团体。
On August 10th, our facility at Orange Avenue was already sold with a contract signed.
然后八月十一号，我们新买的会所等于 contract 已经开始了。
And then on August 11th, the new contract started.
就是在一天之内里面，两个 contract 我们等于同时摆平了。
So we pretty much get both contracts done within 2 days.
所以现在我们整个教会进到第二个阶段。
So now we're entering into a new phase.
就是我们在未来的几十天，最多170天内，我们要完成两件重要的事情。
So in the future, at the most 170 days, we will have to accomplish two important tasks.
第一件事情要拿到市政府的许可证，让我们那块工业用地变成教会的用地。
First, we have to get a permit from the city to turn industrial zone into a church use.
那第二件事情，在这170天内，我们必须筹款到我们所需要的700万。
And then within these 170 days, we have to raise $7 million.
所以从我们目前已经奉献到的160万，加上我们可以卖到的120万，我们已经到了将近300万，280万。
With the existing $1,600,000 and plus the amount that we sold for the church, and then now we almost raised $3 million.
那 Sarah 是说我们超过三十天以后，每多三十天要有40,000块的利息。
And the term with the seller is that after 30 days, we will have to pay $40,000 interest every 30 days.
所以我们前面未来的170天内，我们估计我们要拼大概将近$5,000,000.
So.The estimate to raise the fund in the coming 170 days will be $5 million.
弟兄姊妹，这个对我们每一个人来说，就像我们今天的信息一样，我们要从我们的船上走下来。
So for us, this is just like the message that we have to step out of our ship.
我们好像在走海一样。
As if we're gonna walk on the water.
弟兄姊妹，上一个礼拜我们讲的信息，风雨生信心。
Last week I shared with you faith out of storms.
我们的主题是什么？那个主题是什么？大家还记不记得
？Do you remember the subtitle?
他到底是谁
？Exactly who he is.
弟兄姊妹，整个风雨在我们人生里面的出现，对我们基督徒来说是一件祝福。
Actually, storms are blessings.
我是说
for Christians.
神很幽默啊，在我们四月份定的这个暑假的休假期间，神就正好安排在这个刚刚过的这个礼拜里面。
I think the Lord was rather humorous with my family that we took vacation last week.
因为我们刚刚讲完风雨生信心。
And this the vacation took place right after I delivered the message.
主就把我们带到暴风中心里面去。
And the Lord led us into the center of a hurricane.
就像刚才念慈讲的，我们眼睁睁的看着自己被那个暴风抓住。
And then we just experienced being seized by this hurricane with our own eyes.
原来天空还是那一半还是晴朗的。
We were able to see the other side of the sky, which was shining.
另外一边是黑黑的，开始往我们这边移动。
And then we could see the cloud, the dark cloud moving toward us.
你根本都来不及走，你就看见前面开始一辆车一辆车子就进到黑暗里面去，然后你的车子就被倾盆大雨罩住。
And then you get to see with your own eyes that one after another cars are under the storms and then heavy rain.
不仅仅飓风来，龙卷风也来啊。
Not only that hurricane came, tornado came too.
Yeah, 所以我们旅馆旁边那些大树好多被翻倒了。
So we get to see many trees are blown away.
旅馆的窗户被吹掉了。
And then glass windows are blown.
那个桌子摔得满地都是碎片。
And then you get to see chairs and tables.
那弟兄姊妹在风雨的里面，连我们住的旅馆里面那个地毯都湿了，因为雨都进来了。
The rain came in, even the carpet was wet.
两天弟兄姊妹在风雨的里面，我们里面在这里经历到能够有避难所是一件何等有福的事情。
At the moment, we truly experience that how blessed it would be if we have a shelter.
那这个不过是地上的飓风都让人这么受不了。
But these are but storms and hurricanes on earth.
它时速不过一百多，不能说不过一百多 mile.
And the speed was over 100 miles per hour.
那人都已经受不了了。
Was already unbearable.
但如果在海上的时候
，Can you imagine if it's on the sea?
所以上个礼拜，当我们讲到那个《使徒行传》里面讲到那个风从岛上吹下来，抓住船。
Last week we shared in the book of Acts, the hurricane came and from the island and seized the ship.
从船被风抓住以后，它再也不在它自己的控制里面了。
And after the ship was seized by the storms, it was no longer in its own control.
你再老练的水手都没有办法控制这艘船。
Even the most experienced sailors cannot take control.
他所有以后的不信主的人来说，就操纵在命运的手中。
Seems like they are all under the hands of the destiny.
但是今天我们属神的儿女们，我们不是这样。
But we who are children of God are not like that.
上个礼拜我们已经说过，整个世界握在恶者的手下。
Last week we shared the whole world lies under the hands of the devil.
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
我们弟兄姊妹千万不要有一个错误的认为，以为信耶稣会遭遇苦难，我们不敢信耶稣。
Please do not misunderstand that only Christians will suffer, so let's not be Christians.
千万不要以为只有你爱主，你才会碰到苦难。
And don't ever think only those who love the Lord will suffer.
弟兄姊妹，整个世界都握在恶者的手下。
The whole world lies under the hands of the devil.
但是今天神的儿女们面临苦难是完全不同的境界。
But for Christians, for children of God, it's totally different.
虽然所有的苦难从仇敌来。
Even though all sufferings and afflictions come from the enemy.
但是神儿女们身上的经历是决定经过神的主权和神的美意过滤过的。
But all sufferings to children of God are permitted and measured, allowed by God.
神不许可任何苦难都不临到我们身上。
If it's not allowed by God, nothing will come to us.
神不许可连一根头发都不掉地的。
If God does not allow it, not even a single hair will not fall.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要只是把它当作圣经的一句话来接受而已。
That's not just accepted as a teaching of the Bible.
这个需要我们用信心来接受的。
We have to accept it with faith.
当我们真在信心里面来接受这件事实和应许的时候
，If we truly accept it with faith, this is a promise.
弟兄姊妹，我们在风浪、在苦难的里面，我们会有不同的态度。
Then we will have a different attitude facing suffering and storms.
上个礼拜我跟弟兄姊妹讲到这个苦难，在神这一面来说，我们有四件重要的事，我说我要考大家的。
Last week I shared with you four important things from the point of view of God.
我叫大家背，结果我讲完我就忘了考了。
But I forgot to quiz you after my message.
那以前有一个人，他碰到他的朋友，他看他手上绑着一根红线。
Once a person met his friend and he see a red string ribbon tied in his hand.
他说你手上绑了红线干什么？
So he asked, oh, what's the purpose of this red ribbon?
他说现在年纪大了不行啊，常常忘事情啊。
He says, oh, because I'm getting old, I often forget about things.
所以他说我刚刚出门前，我太太在我手上绑个红线，叫我记得看到红线就要记性啊。
So, my wife just tied this red ribbon on my wrist. So if you see the red ribbon, just remember to mail the letter.
他说这封信很重要，绝对不能忘记。
She said this letter is very important. You have to remember to mail it.
那他就问他说，那你记了没啊？
So did you mail it?
他说我太太啊，她绑好红线以后就忘了把信给我了。
He says my wife after tying the red ribbon, she forgot to give me the letter.
我上礼拜跟你们说要考你们，要考你们，讲完我就忘了考你们。
Last week I told you I was going to quiz you, but then after the message I forgot it.
那我们上礼拜讲到苦难，我们基督徒需要有的四个认识是什么
？Do you remember four things that we need to know as a Christians？
啊，大家不要看笔记啊。第一个什么
？First，
神不甘心叫人受苦，对不对
？God is not willing that we suffer。
我们所信的神是一个不甘心叫人受苦，甚至不甘心叫人忧愁的神。
The God that we believe in, He does not want us to suffer or to be dismayed。
第二件事情。
Second，
第二个。我们在苦难中的时候，他陪着我们受苦，对不对
？Second, when we suffer, he goes through the suffering with us.
所以我们的神，他不仅仅是一个不甘心叫人受苦的神，他是一个陪着我们受苦的神。
So our God not only that he does not want us to suffer, but he goes through suffering with us.
啊，第三件事情。
Third.
什么？他亲自来背负我们的。苦，对不对
he will carry our burden and our suffering.
以赛亚书五十三章说了，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He will carry our burdens and our sorrows.
好，那第四件事情。
Fourth.
苦难使我们得益处，太好了。
Suffering will benefit us.
啊，基督徒的苦难都是有意义的哈。所以第四件事情讲到我们的神是一个积极的神。
All sufferings for Christians are beneficial. In another way, our God is a positive God.
所有临到我们的苦难不仅仅有意义，而且有益处。
All sufferings that come to us, not only that they are significant, they are beneficial.
所以不仅仅我们的神是一个不甘心叫人受苦的神。
So first, we have to remember He does not want us to suffer.
我们的神是一位陪着我们受苦的神。
And He goes through the suffering with us.
我们的神是亲自替我们受苦的神。
And He will suffer for us.
第四个，我们的神是一个积极的神。
And He is a positive God.
所有的苦难不仅仅有意义。而且有益处。
All sufferings have their meanings and they're beneficial.
所以当我们经过风浪的时候
，So when we go through storms,
那风浪第一件事情是显明了我们的信心和生命的真情。
The purpose of the storms first is to reveal the true condition of our life and our faith.
我们里面对神的信心到底有多少
？Exactly how much faith do we have toward God?
我们里面属灵生命的纯度情形到底如何
？And the purity, how pure is our condition toward God?
弟兄姊妹，借着环境，借着风浪，马上就显出来了。
Through our circumstances and storms, they will be revealed.
啊，从前听说在东欧，大概在波兰那里。
Some time ago in Poland.
啊，是那个共产国家底下，在这个基督徒是常常受逼迫不自由的。
And Christians were being persecuted under the reign of a communist.
所以，神儿女们的聚集常常都是一个秘密的聚集。
And the gatherings of Christians are often secretive.
有一次在一个神儿女们聚集的里面，靠近圣诞节的时候
，One time during a Christian gathering,
突然一下子门被踢开来
，All of a sudden the door was kicked open.
那两个士兵架着枪进来
，Two soldiers came with guns.
他说：“你们中间谁现在还敢承认耶稣基督的人？”你就留下来，我就枪毙你们！你所有否认主的现在可以出去。
And says anyone who still want to announce that they're Christians, I will kill you. The rest, you can denounce your faith and you can leave.
你现在还有机会可以让你离开。
You still have a chance to leave this room.
弟兄姊妹，不要当听故事啊。
Do not listen to it as a story.
把我们自己摆在那个里面。
Let's put ourselves in the story.
现在突然有人踢开门，拿着枪进来了。
Somebody kicked the door open right now with weapon.
问同样的话
，and ask you the same question.
弟兄姊妹，我们的反应会是什么
？What would be our reaction？
所以有一半以上的人离开了。
So about more than half people left the room.
弟兄姊妹，当我们把自己放进那个真正的里面的时候，我们比较不会随便定罪别人啊。
If we put ourselves in their shoes and their story, we will not casually condemn people.
你不会随便看不起他们没有信心。
And you will not despise them for lacking faith.
因为信心。 马上就面临到生命的威胁了。
Because they're being threatened, their life is being threatened.
有一半以上的人离开。
More than half of them left the room.
还剩下一些人留在这。
And some remain in the room.
他们自己手拉着手准备好殉道了。
They were holding hands ready to martyr.
没想到等到这些人走远的时候，那两个士兵突然把门关起来。
And then after those left, the soldiers closed the door.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们好渴慕有个聚会啊。”
And then they were saying, "Dear brothers and sisters, we're so thirsty.To have a meeting.
但是因为他们的身份让他们没有机会来聚会。
But because they were soldiers, they had no chance to meet.
他们只敢跟真基督徒聚会。
They only dared to meet with true Christians.
他怕别人出卖了他们。
Because they're afraid of being betrayed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多的时候一件事情就把我们里面的情形显出来。
Sometimes incidents like this can reveal the true condition.
我们平常都觉得自己好像还很好的唱我们伟大奇妙神，我们一样举手一样拍手。
Ordinary times we think we're pretty good, we'll sing hymns and we raise our hands.
可是当我们一身体不舒服的时候，我们很容易就会想到我是不是长了癌症了。
But when we get sick, we often think, am I getting cancer?
当我们公司一说情形不好的时候，马上就会想到我会不会被 lay off。
If the earning result is bad, then the first thing we think about, am I getting laid off?
弟兄姊妹，很多的事情在这里显明我们的情形。
Many things will reveal our true condition.
第二件事情，风浪叫我们转向救主。
But yet storms turn us to the Savior.
因为没有碰到风浪。或是风浪没有大到一个地步超过我们能力的时候，
If the storm does not get so huge beyond our control,
我们很少会想到转向神。
It's hard for us to think about turning to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们铸造人的一个怎么讲软弱哈。
And this is just our natural weakness.
我传福音的时候很不服气听到福音朋友讲的一句话。
When I preach the gospel, I don't like the gospel friends to tell me something.
他说福音都是你们这些有病的人啊，或是这个脆弱的软弱的失败的痛苦的人需要的。
Gospel friends often say, gospels are for you guys who are weak, sick, or failures.
我一面真的是觉得很不甘心。
On one hand, I don't agree.
可是另外一面，我又觉得人好像真的是不被带到这个地步，人不会产生在神面前的谦卑和需要。
But then, on the other hand, if we're not brought to such conditions, we don't realize our needs.
因为连主自己都说了，健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
Even the Lord Himself says that healthy does not need the doctors, only the sick.
那弟兄姊妹，我们人。并不是说主喜欢叫我们碰到风浪。
It's not like God likes us to go through storms.
而是我们这些人好像不借着风浪，我们不容易转向救主。
But yet without storms, it's hard for us to turn to the Savior.
不借着风浪，我们很少真心的起来依靠主，来经历我们所信的神到底是怎样的神。
Without storms, it's hard for us to truly trust in the Lord to experience Him and get to know Him.
所以才会有基督教这句名言，叫做“人的尽头是神的起头”。
That's why the origin of this famous saying, the extremity of man is the beginning of God.
但是对老练的基督徒来说的话，这句话已经不需要用了。
But then the statement is not necessary for mature Christians.
这常常是对初信的，或是我们在主面前不太认真的时候，我们需要有这句的经历。
It's only for beginning Christians or when we are not very serious about the Lord, then that's the true condition.
那对那些已经跟神的关系很亲近。或是已经对神有认识有经历的人，他不需要走到尽头就已经转向主了。
But for those who are mature and they know the Lord and they have intimate relationship with the Lord, they can turn to the Lord without going to their ends.
但是 anyway, 这是风浪在我们身上常常产生的第二个祝福，就是叫我们转向救主。
But anyways, this is the second blessing the storms can bring us. It causes us to turn to the Savior.
借着一些我们自己没办法应付的一些难处，让我们来经历，来认识神。
Through difficulties that we cannot handle, we get to experience God.
让我们真正谦卑的来转向主，来屈膝，来祷告。
That we turn to the Savior humbly and we knelt down and pray.
那么第三件事情讲到风浪帮助我们怎么样？大家还低头啊？你们这边是不是这个礼拜也有龙卷风来过
？Did you also go through storms or this week?
以前我高中的化学老师说他是大学主修化学的。
My chemistry teacher at high school, when he went to college, he majored in chemistry.
他说化学常常都有那种化学键、化学元素，那个都要把它背起来的。
And he says you have to remember chemical elements when you go to school.
所以他说每次进考场的时候，他说他的头都不敢动的，要这样摆平着进去。
And then whenever he went to take exams, he dared not to shake his hand, his head.
他是出来头一摇，那些化学键都断掉，马上就忘光光了。
As if he shake his head, and then all the chemical bonds and then structures would be messed up.
所以上个礼拜讲完，你们那出头摇一摇头都忘记了。
So did you shake your hands that all the structures and everything is messed up?
这个出了教会门挥一挥衣袖不带走一片云彩、啊、
That after you leave the church, then everything is left behind.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们上个礼拜讲到什么？第三件事情帮助我们怎么样？
So the storms will help us to
真认识神
to truly know God.
好、啊、弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是不知道有多少神的儿女们，当他们经过风浪的时候，不仅仅没叫他们跌倒，让他们的生命更成熟、更丰富。
Many Christians have experienced that they go through the storms, not only that they will not fail, but they become more mature.
因为风浪帮助他们真正经历了认识的神。
Because storms help them to experience and to know God.
从前是风闻有神。
Before they only heard about God.
而如今是亲眼见到神。
But now they get to see God.
而约伯在旋风中，他认识了他所信的神是一个怎样的神。
Job get to know God in the middle of the hurricane.
那个旋风把他一切所有的好像全部都剥夺都打碎了。
The whirlwind came and destroyed all that he had.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个旋风好像是一个苦难临到了他。
This whirlwind just like suffering came to him.
把他一切所有的都摧毁了。
And destroyed everything that he had.
但是这个旋风也是从地到天把他给带到天上去了。
But this whirlwind also brought him from earth to heaven.
让他对神的认识从肤浅的从属地的变成属天的变成第一手的。
So that his knowledge of God is raised up from being superficial to heavenly.
神从旋风中回答约伯。
And God answered Job in the middle of the whirlwind.
而在经过这旋风的经历以后，约伯说：“我从前风闻有你，我如今亲眼见着。”
After experiencing this whirlwind, Job get to say, "I only heard about God before, but now I get to see you."
弟兄姊妹，这叫做第一手的认识和经历。
Such is the first-hand knowledge and experience.
而这种认识和经历就产生了真信心。
And such true knowledge and experience will develop true faith.
这就是但以理说的，唯有认识神的子民必刚强行事。
This is why Daniel said, only people who know their God will resist firmly.
因为没有经历过的时候，我们会害怕。
Because without going through the experience, we will have fear.
当我们第一手经历过了以后，我们不怕了。
But after we have gone through it, we're no longer afraid.
有一个很好的例子就是穆迪啊。
There's a good experience, Brother Moody.
那穆迪很壮的，他听说280磅。
Moody was a big guy, about 280 pounds.
他很可爱，他说我每一盎司都属神的。
But yet he says every ounce of me belongs to the Lord.
那这个弟兄是一个很可爱的弟兄。
And this is such a lovable brother.
那他是说他讲了他怎么带他的那个小男孩威利啊。
And then he shared how he led his
他有天 把他的小男孩放到桌子上说跳到爸爸的怀里面来。
And one day he put his son Willie on the table and said, jump to daddy.
他那个孩子不敢跳，因为第一次被放到桌子上他吓死了。
But then the little boy was afraid because this is his first time.
那他爸爸那么胖像个气垫一样，他跳下来绝对不会死，他还是怕。
But actually his daddy was a big man. There was nothing to be afraid. The little boy was afraid.
他说跳嘛跳嘛，我在这边接你。
And then he says, jump, jump, I will catch.
那个孩子这样看看桌子看看底下就是不敢跳。
But then this,A little boy look at the table, the ground, and he just wouldn't do it.
那个爸爸鼓励了他好几次以后啊。
And after much encouragement from daddy,
他终于奋不顾身跳了一下。
Finally, this little boy jumped.
哎，发现他爸爸接住他了。
And then his daddy did catch him.
而且我发现那个撞到肉的感觉也很舒服啊。
And then the feeling was actually pretty good.
那没想到他下来以后，他就自己要爬回桌子上要来第二次啊。
But then this little guy just went back to the table and tried another time.
哦，他第二次走到旁边，他一下就下去了，他没有那么怕了。
And he immediately jumped. He was not afraid.
那第三次他根本就是上去就冲上去了啊。
And the third time he just jumped right away after he got on the table.
那个穆迪说他以后回到家只要看到孩子 他要很谨慎，要赶快冲过去接他孩子的。
Moody says, now from there on, every time he sees his kid, he has to be very careful to catch him right away.
因为他怕来不及，他怕孩子掉到地上。
Because the son would jump too quickly, and he was afraid to let go.
从来没有经历里面的那个害怕，到后来迫不及待的来经历啊。
From the fear of being no having no experience to have experience and no fear.
这个叫做信心的增长。
And this is the growth of faith.
因为他亲自经历了这件事情，不是像他所想象的那样子可怕。
Because he experienced it, he knows that there's nothing to be afraid as he imagined before.
因为他亲自经历了，是的，当我在这里掉下来的时候。
Because he has experienced, yes, when I fall, when I jump.
底下有一个大能的膀臂在这里接住我。
There are strong arms to catch me.
在这里有一个父亲的爱和信实会保护我。
And there's this, the father's love and faithfulness to protect.
弟兄姊妹，这个都应用到我们今天的基督徒的生活。
And these all can apply.To our Christian walk.
环境是真的。
The environment circumstances are real.
风浪可能是真的。
Storms are real too.
我们往下掉也是真的。
And it's true that we might fall.
前面有危险也是真的。
And the dangers ahead of us are real too.
但是弟兄姊妹，那个全能的膀臂也是真的。
Yet the mighty arms are real too.
而后面那个伟大父亲的心和信实也是真的。
And that great heart of the Father and the faithfulness of the Father are real too.
弟兄姊妹，这个需要我们自己来经历。
But we need to experience that ourselves.
为什么风雨生信心
？That's why, faith will grow out of storms.
风雨本身不会给人信心。
Storms by itself will not give men faith.
而是风雨中的经历让人产生的信心。
But by going through, experiencing the storms will develop faith.
在风雨中，我们对神的经历和认识，让我们的信心得到增长。
The experience of going through, the experiencing the storms will help our faith to grow.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。